What do you expect from a business card? Information, of course. Usually, information about someone you have just come to know recently. Basic data. Physical address, phone number, email, his or her position, company, title, and so forth. And I'm telling this because today, in the first reading, what we have is exactly the business card of the Apostle St. Paul. What we have heard is the way he used to present himself. This is Paul's business card. Apostle of Christ Jesus, by command of God our Savior. This is his title. His name, we all know, Paul. And regarding his relationship with the person he's doing business with, as to Timothy, my true child in faith. And what Paul is offering is grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. So this is the man. We are invited to be in touch with this guy because he has been appointed by God the Father to transmit, to proclaim, to announce grace, mercy, and peace coming, flowing down from Christ Jesus our Lord. And what about the CV of this so appointed apostle? These are his credentials. I am grateful to him who has strengthened me because he considered me trustworthy in appointing me to the ministry. Are we before a haughty person who prides himself in the high position he enjoys? Not exactly. It is part of Paul's CV what follows. I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and an arrogant man. Well, we must agree this is weird. This man is presenting himself, but he's telling us the dark side of his past. He's telling us his failures. Who else would do this? Would you go to someone to tell, I have a very important message to tell you, and the first thing I would like to share with you is that I was a great sinner, persecutor, blasphemer, arrogant person. Why is Paul doing this? Because the message he's about to transmit, the message he's about to proclaim, is exactly the message of the message on how he was transformed. Everything he will tell us, everything he is reminding Timothy and each one of us, everything comes from his own experience. He's not carrying a sealed box and handing over to us, this is what God says, see for yourself if that's useful for you. He's speaking out of his own experience. I was a blasphemer, I was a persecutor. I was an arrogant man. That's my dark side. All that was transformed by Christ Jesus. Therefore, I do know what I am saying. Far from being a handicap of this apostle, his past, with all the dark side, is spelling God's mercy, is spelling the greatness God has manifested in favor of Paul. He has endowed me with so many gifts, is saying the apostle, and the first gift was forgiveness itself. I do not pride myself in anything apart from the grace that comes from the cross. This is the entire Paul's CV. That's all he has to tell us. That's all he would like know. He would like us to know. As we continue this celebration, we also could ask ourselves, what's the way I like the others to see me? What's my business card? What's in my forehead? What's in my face? Am I a person only priding himself because of all the great jobs I have had? The great income I was earning last year, the magnificent wit and clever I have? Am I, on the contrary, a person ready to bear testimony of all the work, of all the marvelous work God has done with this poor servant? That was the way Paul chose to present himself. Think of it.